The following is brought to you in part by MFC Studios. The views and opinions of the show's hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect those of the owners, management, or staff of WGBB. And now, it came from the radio.
Came from the radio. This is your host Mark Torres speaking, back from parts beyond Tasmania. What was the other places I was at?
You were in Romania, New Zealand. I don't know. I don't remember.
I was in parts unknown.
You were in on Pandora. Where did we say he was?
He was hunting the rare Tasmanian in Tasmania. Yeah.
You found it though, right?
Yeah, I found it and I brought it back.
Well done, Mark.
And I have my pants.
That's why you're in the studio. That's why we allowed you to be in the studio today.
Yes.
Just make fun of Herm.
We didn't even get to Herm yet, but since you asked for it, sitting across from us is Herm Shinoja, who has his underpants today, because he wasn't his underpants last week either. That's why he wasn't allowed
in the
studio.
That's why Mr. Shinoja was not here.
And the other person who's speaking right now is Hassan Godwin.
I have my pants on. I have my underwear.
And sitting next to me is Charlie Saladino.
How's everybody?
Who also has underpants.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
So if anybody's having any trouble listening on the air, which they could have trouble listening to us on the air, they can go online to www.am1240.
All right, if you're
going to
pick out every little thing, that'll be the whole
That's what you get for missing the show, Mark.
I know what happened. You forgot to say that, right?
No, he didn't. He just had his own comment about it.
Yes,
he had his own feelings.
There was the question as to why I always say that. And that's why, because you can actually hit me, talk like this on the radio, and then it'll be. And the phone number here is
661-888-8811.
And we also have a live chat streaming on the www.itcamefromtheradio.com website, so you can actually talk to your fellow listeners.
Yay.
Right now. And also on the GBB website is the live studio webcam, which you can see us now, waving hi, webcam. All of us have names except for Hassan.
Yes.
He traded in his name
tag. I know
tag.
Who I am, and you should all, if you don't know who I am by now, you don't need to know me.
You traded in your name tag for underpants, that was what happened.
No. I always have underpants.
You always have.
Keep needling.
I'm not even...
I learned about the underpants thing when I was 3, and I never looked back.
Really?
After, yeah.
Right. I have some extra news if you want it from last week.
I have
was like a novel
War and Peace.
I actually have all the news items from last week that you missed, plus new news items.
Charlie had to knock down a forest to print it.
That's good.
See, I like that. I normally edit them myself, but I figured that...
By edit, he means like highlighter and a pen. Yeah.
I'm just stroking through
lines in the...
I did edit it, too. I did like two stories.
He decided not to do most of it.
I got to hear the show.
And there you have it.
I got to hear the show.
So let me just take it away with the news.
Take it away with the news, Mark.
Let's see. We'll start off with...
Something interesting.
Happy noise.
Yes. Oh, wait. He's dead air. Uh-oh.
We'll start off with...
A little slower than Charlie was. Charlie was a little faster.
Fans of anime, manga, and Japanese culture rejoice this weekend, July 30th through the August the 1st, at the Soho Gallery for Digital Art in Manhattan.
You don't have to rejoice if you don't want to.
Well, if you're a fan, you can.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't have to. I mean, you just basically declared that they should rejoice. You told them to rejoice.
Well,
they don't have to.
Yes, they don't have to. Rejoice if you decide.
The Came from the Radio does not condone or rejoice. Demands to rejoice.
You can go in there bland if you want. You don't have to be rejoicing.
I say be mild. Always go mild.
Be mild.
Yeah.
And there is an Minicon, which is taking place this weekend.
Cool.
It's in the Soho Gallery.
Five times, yeah.
Soho's New York.
Yeah, New York. The gallery, which has 16 high-resolution 40-inch monitor screens on the walls, will feature anime screenings, courtesy of Funimation, as panel discussions with anime and manga artists. It'll be a dealer's room, and it will show off photographic scenes from Japan in there also. For more information, go to Animinicon. That's A-N-I-M-I. N-I CON.com for more information. And
it's great.
Prices are $30 for a 3-day pass, and it's $12 per day at the door. So you can go check that out.
And what was that? Anna-mini-con?
Anna-mini-con.
Anna-mini-con. Could make a song out of that.
I heard a door slam. And there's nobody.
Don't worry about it. They're coming to get you, Herman. They're coming to check your underwear. Don't worry about it.
All right.
I say don't let them. That's my personal attitude.
Speaking of dates in the future,
Mr. Segway. Yeah.
Mark your calendars. On August 15th, Comedy Central will air the roast of David Hasselhoff, emceed by Seth MacFarlane for Family Guy.
That's got to be funny. Still, that's got to be funny.
That will be a keeper. That will be a keeper.
That's one of those things. It's like the Simpsons, where it's so much stimuli that I probably won't be able to watch it and enjoy it the way I should, because it's there's too many possibilities. The possibilities are endless.
I wonder if William Downs will show up and say some things in the kid voice, who's not dead, by the way. I think that'd be awesome.
Yes, we discovered he wasn't dead. Didn't we do retraction?
You're like a lawyer getting ready to do a courtroom scene with the book.
This entire show cannot be a repudiation of last week's show. All right, have to move on.
Did you speak about David Prowse?
Oh yeah.
Did you speak about David Prowse?
Yes, he did actually.
David Prowse.
Yes, we touched on that.
And then Julia Prowse.
Right. See, you were supposed to listen to the show.
I was doing a showcase with the band.
Oh, you said
no,
you were sick.
No, you weren't.
You had no underwear. We couldn't let you in the studio.
You did not have clean underwear. That's why you didn't show up.
The checkers told us, and they took pictures.
All right.
Which we put on the website.
Checkers.
Moving along. Speaking of David Hasselhoff.
Why should we move along?
Mr. Segway, David Hasselhoff.
Right, that's enough, Charles.
The David Hasselhoff edition. This past weekend was the San Diego Comic Con, and David Hasselhoff was at the San Diego Comic Con.
Why?
He walked the streets amidst a police escort behind a few mock kits and dancing Baywatch cheerleaders and a bus to promote the upcoming A&E reality show called The Hasselhoffs. During this parade of sorts, the crowd was pelted with versions of the Knight Rider theme and many of David Hasselhoff's songs.
This is why the world is full of D-bags, okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right? Because you can be drunk in front of your daughter and be spitting out food and talking all kinds of smack about everything and not making any sense. And so then, after that, you can almost guarantee you're going to get yourself a reality television show.
You're absolutely right. What we said, you get rewarded for being...
Yes, for being a jerk. Know, and all hang out at the other end.
Probably Mel Gibson get his reality show, too.
Yeah, if that's coming soon enough, trust me. Him and his white-sheeted friends. We call Mel Gibson in the linen people.
Or Mad Mel.
No, wait. Hold on, Mark. Hold on. Everybody hold on. Wait, everybody listen to me. I'm going to stick up for Mel Gibson.
Beyond the politically correct zone.
I'm going to stick up for... He got played from this girl.
He let himself get played.
No, this girl was going to do her music career, and it fell through, right? So she's so calm on the other line of the phone, and it gets him wild up. Now she's going to write a book.
Right, yeah. She did get played.
She's a gold digger.
In order to get played, you have to play. If he hadn't played, he wouldn't have gotten played.
Exactly. You just need to push one of his buttons, and he goes off. And she knows that.
Riggs!
And she is a player.
Riggs!
And you're up. Absolutely right.
She's going to write a book now.
You're absolutely right.
Raj, now I'm pissed. I'm pissed, Roger. She's dead, Raj.
No, I'm
she's
sticking dead. Up for Mel Gibson. Dead, Nobody's Raj. Sticking up for him.
I'm agreeing with you again.
Why would you stick up for Mel Gibson?
Because I am.
Didn't we learn a lesson not to agree with Herman?
Only Herman would decide that the correct political course to take is to defend
Why?
Mel
Why? Because
Gibson.
She's a woman and the woman's always right? No, that's bull. That's bull.
No.
The opinion?
Stop it. This country has to grow some.
Oh, boy.
Now you're going to lose your chance.
This country has to grow some. Wake up, people.
Asparagus?
All right. Speaking of another multi-million dollar celebrity,
Mr. Segway, multi-million dollars.
Nicolas Cage, he's in some trouble right now.
Yeah.
The Sorcerer's Apprentice, bombed at the box office, taking in less than $17 million on the opening weekend. Kick-Ass opened at less than $20 million. Bangkok Dangerous did only $15 million in total. It's an entire
run. All those together, he made a lot of money.
Yeah, but not enough. Not enough.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So, what is Nicolas Cage going to do next?
What to do when you're Nicolas Cage?
Christopher Lee story?
He just signed on for Ghost Rider 2.
Well,
I thought he was going to do.
Was Ghost Rider a successful movie? Was it considered a success?
According to Hollywood insiders, the National Treasure movies are the top-grossing Nicolas Cage movies that he's done in the past decade.
So why
and
not?
And the Ghost Rider is the second highest.
Why not National Treasure 3?
Maybe he didn't feel like
the first
doing
picture
National
Ghost Rider to make money.
He should. If those are the highest-grossing movies that he has made, then why not do another one of those instead of the second highest grossing franchise that he was part of?
Right. Or on that order, why not do Valley Girl too?
You know what?
Well, Moonstruck.
Here's another Valley Girl. It's about time.
Yeah.
It's been 25 years.
Seriously.
We're about due for another installment. There's so many questions left unanswered from the first Valley Girl.
Because Nicolas Cage bought like 45 houses.
Right.
Yeah, I sure. That's not in the news, but
well,
sure.
You know what I mean.
From the desk of Hermes Inertia, Nicolas Cage just bought 45 houses in a row.
I will start
the whole
website
block
myself. I will start that website myself. From the desk of Hermes Inertia. I'm already on it. I'm already on it.
And I'd like you to know he calls it Cageville.
Cageville.
Okay.
It should be Cage Match. Oh stop!
Oh.
Stop! I got too many of them.
I'm good.
Speaking of movies from many years ago,
Mr. Segway.
In the terrible San Diego Comic-Con,
I can't stop
the
laughing.
New trailer for the sequel Tron Legacy debuted.
Yes.
And has Jeff Bridges as the hero and
did
the
you say
villain.
Debuted?
Debuted.
Okay. Just checking.
Using computer imagery, they're making the villain, who is also played by Jeff Bridges, look like he did way back in 1982. On the trailer, Bridges reprises his role as Kevin Flynn, who went missing not long after the events of the first film. Flynn's son is in a search for his father and suffers the same fate and is transported inside the end.
Wait, but he took over the company at the end of the first one. Right.
He disappeared after the events.
Right after he took over the company?
After he took over,
And Bruce Boxleitner was like, hey, your dad disappeared. But I know how you could accidentally digitize yourself, be sucked into the computer world.
And this is according to what
just
happened.
If you just follow my vague and cryptic instructions, you too can be where your dad is.
So
I'm sure he's happy stuck in the computer universe.
So the computer generation is going to have an older Jeff Bridges in the movie as the father, a younger Jeff Bridges as the villain. Bruce Boxleitner is back in the movie also. So you guys
he's
were fans
not
of Tron.
Tron this time.
Oh,
is Sun Tron?
I'd be still for Tron. I can't wait till December.
I'm not.
I'm there.
All right.
Yeah, I'm ridiculously there. But okay. It is kind of. It does sound like it's kind of pushing it.
Well, they tried the very same computer effects with Patrick Stewart in the last X-Men movie to make him look younger, and it just didn't seem right
well,
to me.
Well, yeah, I don't mind that. I mean, they did it with Arnold Schwarzenegger in the Terminator 3. Or 4, excuse me.
Right.
Salvation. And it didn't look bad. He looked like him. So,
well,
I mean, they
only
had
for like a second.
Well, he had a fighting action sequence.
They shot off his face as soon as they revealed his face.
Oh, but yeah, but I mean, what do you want?
Well, but that was
getting,
the end of the computer
we're getting
generation.
There. We're getting there. Soon we won't need actors at all. It's a
that's
wonderful
right.
time. Everything will be digital. We won't be able to trust what we see. It'll be fantastic. There'll be riots.
So you're saying we're seeing what we're seeing now?
Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Yeah, I just made that show up. Hey.
But you, Lenny.
You'll save the life of hundreds of thousands of registered voters. I'm sorry. You got to keep talking.
Get him out of here.
Yeah.
Don't go in the bathroom.
Don't go in the bathroom.
Herman's upset because there's no light in the bathroom tonight. And he was...
In any bathroom?
In the bathroom here in the radio station.
Okay.
And he was very upset.
That's why he's upset.
He didn't have there was no nightlight in there for him. And none of us smoke, so we didn't have a lighter. So poor Herman had to
hope for the best and don't cross the stream.
He had to go by feeling. And
the seat was down.
And I figured that Herman should be an expert by now, but he was worried. He was not confident about his abilities to handle the situation.
No, it wasn't that situation.
Under such extraordinary circumstances.
No, it wasn't that situation.
Because you said crossing the stream was bad.
Yes. Moving along, speaking of Tron, in San Diego, Hall H cast members Jeff Bridges, Garrett Hedlund, Olivia Wilde, Michael Sheen, Bruce Boxleitner, and director Joe Koshny showed up for a panel, and this was what was reported.
Michael Sheen's in the Tron, in the new Tron movie?
Michael Sheen is in the movie
He's
Tron.
He's everywhere.
This is what was reported. The movie is finished. They've been promoting it for the past 3 years.
Right.
It is finally finished, and it is all shot in...
You can say that again. It's finished.
It's you said you wanted to see it.
No, I don't want to see it.
Oh, you don't want to see it.
No, you changed his vote.
It was shot in 3D. It was not an up conversion. And they're saying that the 3D in this movie is better than the technology used in Avatar.
Uh-huh. Which means the movie is crap. Sorry.
And and one last piece of fan participation, the audience in the hall of 8,000 people was asked to shout certain words out in the hall at the Comic-Con and was recorded by Skywalker Sound, and it's going to be used in the movie. So that's going to be interesting.
Ooh, I don't get it.
So they're at a panel talking about the movie, and the audience there was asked to shout out certain cue words, which was recorded by Skywalker Sound, and is going to be put in the movie. So that's, you know, your
scene?
Fan. I didn't know. I don't want the audience
that's my
scene.
Voice. I can hear myself.
The audience scene where.
Wait, how sounds right? I mean, it's getting pathetic now, Hollywood. Tell
that's
them just to
awesome.
Close the doors and forget about it, you know?
That's awesome. You wouldn't want to... It's like you're part of a movie. That's
just ridiculous.
You got these
that's
guys like when, that they don't want to grow up who makes these
the Kiss
films.
Comic book came out and they dropped their own blood in the ink. And then everybody who bought a Kiss issue had a little piece of Kiss. Yeah, like that wasn't dissipated by the ink before it even hit the press. Give me a... It's a gimmick. It's a ridiculous gimmick.
Oh, I think it's
ridiculous.
Cool. I think it was cool.
All right, well, sorry, Mark. Mark thinks it's cool, so Mark's
you think
the boss.
It's cool?
Mark looks like Mickey Mouse with those headphones.
I think it's just... I'm going to stand on the fence on this one.
Well done. It's, I like the fence. It's comfortable. The
fence is always a safety thing.
It's cooler up there because you're a little elevated. You're a little higher than everybody else, and the air is a little thinner. I'm sorry. That's just natural...
I can't go from the fence to this, but also at the San Diego Comic Con, this past Friday, the Saw horror movie franchise received a place in the Guinness Book World Records
for
as
the most crappy
successful horror movie series ever.
Oh,
beating
it's not what I thought you were going to say.
Horror.
Charles, you mentioned about Saw last week.
Hawa. It's H-A-W-A-H.
Can I mention something about Saw? Saw is a ripoff of Dr. Fibes.
Until Mark is done with the news, Herman.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Be good. Eat your pablum.
It beat out Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween, and the Texas Main Show.
Oh.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre series.
Mainsaw.
Or whatever movie Mark just said.
Yeah. All quality franchises, if I do say so myself.
The good runner, a runner-up was the Mega Shark versus now.
Yes. Why? Don't even tease. Stop teasing me.
The Saw films has made over $730 million worldwide box office and sold over 30 million DVDs. And they
guarantee
say
that they'll make more.
Actually, the last one is coming out this Halloween, number 7, which will be shot, of course, in 3D. And they say it will be the final. This is it.
Right.
No more. Chapter of the
like Friday 13 Part 4, the
final chapter.
The final chapter,
but then it was a new beginning.
Yeah, and then you start the new beginning.
Corey,
but it wasn't the Friday the final chapter, was
wasn't
it?
Corey, which Corey was in it?
Haim, Corey Haim or Feldman?
It was
Feldman.
No, it was Corey Feldman.
Okay.
Just a side note here. I have not, no pun intended, seen Saw any of them.
No,
get out.
I saw the I saw the first Saw. Because you can't say I saw.
Did you see Saw? Did you see Saw?
I saw it. I seen Saw. But I saw the first one. And I, you know, I had my appropriate, you know, vomit reaction and decided
like
not to see him.
I
dry
concept.
Heaved a couple of times and decided
like
never to see him
again. I like the concept that he gets revenge on the elite.
The problem with Saw is that the guy is in judgment of people who are not living their lives correctly because he's got a series of debilitating diseases from one movie to the next.
You missed the whole point.
No, I didn't miss the whole point.
His baby died in...
Yes, that was by Saw 6, they revealed that. In the first one, he was terminally ill.
Right.
And he didn't appreciate people not living life to the fullest and complaining about themselves and complaining about their lives, which he deemed to be very simple and very easy and charmed lives.
He
puts them in these elaborate kill machines so that they appreciate life. If they ever get out of them, scarred as they will be, they'll appreciate life more.
Yeah,
but
it's a concept of Dr. Fives.
It's a fundamental... The story is fundamentally flawed because who gives this guy the right to dictate whether someone is safer?
Yeah.
Carry on. You don't need
Charlie took no attention to the man moving
in front of you.
He totally took a tea break. I took a tea break.
That was going to be a long one. I had to.
who gave the guy permission to decide whether someone's life is good or not, or whether someone is appreciating their life or not?
It's a horror.
If the movie's going to have a premise and make you ask questions, that's one of my questions. So you shut it. Anyway.
I like the franchise. I thought it was pretty good.
Mark's always against me.
Not always. I'm not agreeing with
you. What gives anybody the right to
what? I said I'm not agreeing with you about not agreeing with you.
There you go. See? Always against me.
Well, anyway, I think it's
I like
cool
the series.
See
I
how much...
You stop banging the table. Sounds like we're in the Titanic.
Let's get back to the news.
Yes. That's the sign.
That's the gavel.
Yes.
All right, some more San Diego Comic-Con news, which obviously we haven't really talked about comics in a San Diego Comic-Con, which is how it is now.
Could I say one thing about the Comic-Con?
Yeah.
Will Farrell opened it up and he brought breakfast for everybody, a box of donuts and a jug of juice. And when he got on stage, he goes, "I didn't know there was going to be so many of you." And that was his big joke for the opening.
He's real funny.
he actually dressed up as the character in the movie that he was going to play, and he painted his face blue and wore a blue helmet because he's going to be Megamind.
Megamind.
Yeah. So let me throw you some comic news.
Comic news.
Was there any comic news to report
like,
from the Comic-Con?
Is this like funny news or comic book news?
Comic book related
funny,
news.
Uh-huh.
Annie is still mystery and dead.
I don't know where she is.
He's still out in the woods.
You got Arizona just for you, huh?
2 weeks ago, Superman issue number 701. This is the story where Superman is going to walk across the entire United States. It hit the stands, and it started with him in the south side of Philadelphia. Slight problem is that there is no south side of Philadelphia. The area is actually a section of West Philadelphia known as University City.
So they got the first issue wrong. They got it wrong, issue one.
Yeah, so he started walking somewhere that doesn't exist. DC says, "We really love to hear that because it means that people are reading it and there's a sense of area pride."
Oh.
It's like George.
I know. Sounds going to say, that's going to be like the Karate Kid 3.
Yeah.
There is no karate in the movie. There is no South.
Yeah. The masters of mediocrity speak again. My God. All right. I'm not even going to bother with that.
All right. Well, here's something that you might enjoy more. During the first issue, Superman foils a crew of heckling drug dealers, saves an elderly
man.
Heckling drug dealers. That's what it says. Heckling drug dealers. So I guess they were drug dealers heckling Superman.
Hey, we're dealing drugs. Do something about it.
They have no ideas of comics.
Yo, nice cape, dude.
Right. Exactly.
They did that.
That's a bad
They did that in the first Superman movie.
Yeah, the pimp. Back then, it was the only...
Movies
back then.
Yeah, I know.
He saves an elderly man from having a heart attack, and he talks a despondent woman off a ledge. He also orders a Philly cheesesteak sandwich.
No cat out of the tree?
Unquote.
He talks a woman off a ledge. He could have flew up there
with the helicopter.
The whole conversation.
You're not going to die, lady.
What do you have to talk or jump? I'll catch you.
That's
all he had to say.
If they took up more than two panels to tell that particular angle of the story, that's ridiculous.
Well, this is 22 pages. I got to fill up somewhere.
Get off that ledge, lady.
Stop. Enough with Superman.
I got to throw another island into the sun. I don't have time for this.
Wait, there's more.
I got to reverse the earth.
In this 22 pages of extravaganza, he orders a Philly cheesesteak sandwich, quote-unquote, which no one calls it a Philly cheesesteak sandwich. And he worked off his bill by cleaning a storage room because Superman had no cash on him.
Because he's wearing leotards.
Okay, here's I'm not even going to comment on that because that's horrible.
They're really bad.
That's terrible. I've been to Philly. I've been to the two famous places in Philly where you're supposed to be able to get the cheese steak.
Yes.
And they're made with Cheese Whiz. And I'm not kidding. I've seen it done. So it's even that. That's Philly's main claim to fame, basically, is that they're cheesesteak. And it was the city of brotherly love. But that's not true either.
And Rocky.
Especially the people online waiting for the sandwich. It was there was no brotherly love. So you got your main staple. And you make it with
Cheese Whiz.
With Cheese Whiz. You make it with stuff you get from Pathmark, and you're not even nice about it. So okay. All of Philly, ridiculous. So I think Superman should have thrown Philly into the sun, just like he did in the last movie that was fantastic.
Oh yeah, that was good.
I have a problem with. He didn't pay for it, so he had to work it off. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine that scene? A big guy, there's streaks on the glasses. Get back in there, do it again.
Beat everybody up.
You don't even charge cops. Why would you charge Superman? Yeah. You saved the Earth a billion times.
If Superman walked in, God, he really exists. I'm not going to charge him.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's why he should have picked Philly up and tossed it into the sun.
Who's writing this stuff?
He should have been like, you make this with Cheese Whiz?
Yeah.
And now you're going to make me do the dishes?
A lot of stupid people.
I would have been a free cheese steak.
Even name this. It would have been called Superman's cheesesteak sandwich. Then they made him wash the dishes because he couldn't pay for it.
That's why I would have gone right into
this. I gotta pay. I'm in here an hour. Didn't I pay that sandwich off yet?
Meanwhile, people are getting killed and everybody. I gotta watch his last dish.
Meanwhile, Lex Luthor is planning.
What fires were going on, or orphans were stuck in trees while Superman was sitting.
You know, big guy. If I don't charge you, then the old lady paid for us. What
is
that?
Sitting lounging with his feet
what
up.
Am I gonna do?
Maybe
orphan
that's why the lady was gonna jump off the roof.
Yeah, and then he was eating a cheesesteak. That's why he had to talk her down. He should have just grabbed her.
All right, now you can't tell me these guys aren't smoking in the back room writing this stuff.
Adrian. Superman's next stop will be Detroit, where he takes on issues such as unemployment.
Does he fight Rocky?
And poverty. No, he doesn't fight
unemployment,
Rocky.
Unemployment only in Detroit, though.
Yeah, only in Detroit.
Issues. Oh my God.
He's going to handle unemployment in Detroit only.
Oh my God.
Superman is.
I like that song.
Superman,
that's a great song.
Pursues the American dream. He should be fat, sitting on a sitting on a lawn chair by a pool with his feet up, with all the extortions that he has out.
Well, keep eating enough of those cheesesteak sandwiches.
Collecting 20% off for all the extortions that he's got going, because he's Superman. I'll get you trucker produce out of off the moon if you pay me a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
If not, it's just gonna sit up there. It ain't gonna go bad because it's cold up there. I'll stop talking.
I'll get the American flag off the moon, but it don't exist there.
Speaking of, I guess living the American dream. I guess.
That would be living the American
dream. Well, I'm going to try.
So I'm going with Mr. Sid.
Thanks a lot, John.
From the...
I'm going to the bathroom.
From the desk of Hermes Nurtius, underneath the desk of Hermes Nurtius.
What did I do now?
A bank robber dressed in as Darth Vader made off with an undetermined amount of cash after robbing a Chase Bank on Long Island.
Wow.
Detectives say the stick-up man walked into the bank on Thursday, shortly before noon, wearing
great.
A full Darth Vader mask and a blue cape with the chest and everything. Okay. The only thing that was out of place was that he was wearing camouflage pants.
He was quoted when he left as saying, "All too easy," and he walked out.
No, what did he really say, Charles? You are the... Good job, all too easy.
You are a traitor and I'm part of the Rebel Alliance. Give me that money.
So yes, he was 6'2", and he was last seen.
I think it's David Prowse.
He was last seen running.
Yeah, it was David Prowse.
He couldn't afford the pants.
No,
I like that one.
What's the last thing David Prowse?
No, because they made him work it off in the Philly cheesesteak thing.
It was David Prowse. Like, I hate George Lucas.
But
I find my lack of funds disturbing.
he had a handgun, not a lightsaber, and he was last seen running across the parking lot.
And he said, now call your father.
You had to hear the press go crazy.
He said,
like,
Luke, I am your robber.
You know how much that lightsaber costs?
Oh, my God. All right. There was a customer. There was a customer at the bank who thought it wasn't a real
gimmick.
Hold up.
So I'll give him real money since this is just a publicity stunt.
On the surveillance footage, you can see him being pushed away by Darth Vader and cowering in fear on the surveillance camera.
I need that footage in Star Wars. When Star Wars comes out on Blu-ray, I want that footage.
In all honesty. If some dude came and robbed the bank in a Darth Vader outfit, would you try to stop him? He's already off his hinge. He's already far gone.
He's right. The 6'2" part would have got me. Yeah. It's like, all right, take that money. Tell me how that worked out for you.
Yeah, you know. Let me know.
But doesn't Star Wars don't use money in the movies?
The TIE Fighter needed it too now.
So if Superman walked into a bank, you would be like, oh, it's the same. Yeah. It's a 6'2" guy. And
I don't know, man. You don't want to get caught on camera punching Superman out.
Attempting to punch Superman out.
I beat up Superman.
And finding out that he really is Superman. That'd be the worst way to find out.
When I was 17 years old.
The post went crazy with that whole thing. The Empire Strikes Back. May the police force be with you. they were doing it all.
That's funny.
It's pun city. Funny. There's so many. There's so many.
And the post had them all.
He couldn't get a black cape. When did he get a blue cape?
Because he needed the money. That's what he stole the money for.
The next robbery, he'll be in full uniform. Right.
Now he has the complete outfit to go get another bank.
I think they'll see him coming next.
Maybe it's that guy, the kid, Christensen. What is his name?
He's got to show up as Destro next. You know, just completely throw them. He's a completely different franchise.
On the lookout for Darth Vader. There's pictures of Darth Vader on all the banks.
So they just let Destro wander in.
He's
not on the profile.
Boba Fett.
It's hysterical. You go to the post office and there's his picture with all the... criminals.
I wonder if he had one of those GPSs with the Darth Vader voice. That would have been getting there.
No,
the helmet has the voice.
It's too far.
All right. For more San Diego news, on Saturday in Hall H, which is obviously the big hall for the Comic-Con place, I was actually at the convention, and I was under the influence that you can get in.
What kind of
influence?
What are you doing?
I was doing comics.
Oh, I thought you were drinking. Right.
No, I don't do that.
Right.
The Hall H is notoriously known for packing in way too many people. They don't clear it out. All the big celebrities and panels are there.
Oh, so it's one of those situations people go there and camp out, stay from Friday till Sunday.
And I just thought it was another line when I was there. I didn't know that was, you know, the line to get in to see whatever. So last year they had all the cast of Twilight, and this year's the big panel was they were having a Thor panel, and it had Kenneth Branagh, Chris Hemsworth, and Natalie Portman. And during the panel, Samuel L. Jackson walks out and then started to introduce all the cast members for the Avengers movie, including the new guy playing the Hulk, the Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, Robert Downey Jr., Jeremy Renner as a Hawkeye. Everybody came out, the crowd went bananas because it's the first time they saw the entire Avengers cast all together.
And Darth Vader.
The movie's going to stink.
Dead silence ensued.
I have nothing to say about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's being done by my
so
favorite director. Waited so long for we can wait a little longer. You know, you're gonna wish you waited longer when you see it.
It's gonna be bad. That's the thing. I now know it's gonna be bad. They got rid of Ed Norton. It's gonna be bad.
Ed Norton's great, man. He was as a whole.
It's just sad, but yeah, it's a big.
They got a lot of deal.
Well, Ed Norton can't really decide whether he got let go or not. He kind of let himself go. You know, which doesn't really mean that he's got a pot belly right now. It just kind of means he fired himself.
Yes.
So. It's ridiculous. The whole thing has already started off with a ridiculous bang.
You have garbage writing movies. You have garbage directing movies.
Garbage.
You have garbage on the screen.
Garbage.
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 The only
and I'll throw you beaten if you say anything else.
Don't go in the bathroom.
They'll send Superman down.
All right, you have garbage writing.
The radio does not endorse ethnic jokes.
I wonder if Superman's gonna join the police force or something.
I'm just thinking,
like, if his walk across, is he going to join a police force?
He's going to become a Tea Party member. protest socialism. That's what's going to happen. That's that's when he gets to Arizona, though. After he throws all the Mexicans.
You know, I was watching The Mummy, 1999 Mummy. Don't give up. I shouldn't put that in there.
All right, kids, that was your cue to take the drink, because the Herman segue has just happened. And the
You're doing
final,
like 40 minutes of the news. So
well, it's the extended news. And finally, last bit of news I have.
See, you complain, and he's at the end.
No, it's too long.
Speaking of Hall H and the San Diego Comic-Con.
H for hella big.
USA Today quoted San Diego Police Department as saying, in the hall, two males got into a dispute, and one male stabbed the other one with a pen around the eye socket. Wow, paramedics arrived almost immediately and took the victim to the University of
Someone got stabbed
California. The suspect was taken away.
At SDCC? Someone got stabbed at the San
Which
Diego
proves
Comic-Con.
That the pen is mightier than the sword.
No, exactly. But that could go on a guy's brain. No, that's no good.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Oh, so stabbing him somewhere else is okay?
You gotta stab him somewhere else. You gotta stab him
with
the gut.
A pen. You go watch into his
real
brain.
Man stab another man in the gut with a pen.
Wait a minute, the argument here is that I can't believe you stabbed him with a pen as opposed to stabbing him with something else?
I made that argument that someone got stabbed. I was the one with the, you know, the righteous indignation. It was
him that it was a pen.
It was Happy Boy over here.
I'm Happy Boy.
That was not happy with the kill zone. Exactly.
So he could have been stabbed in the leg and it would have been okay? Is that what we're saying? Is that what saying he would have been stabbed in the leg
and
okay.
stabbed him in the brain.
I didn't say he stabbed him in the brain.
He was trying was to there kill the brain. Him. You don't stab someone trying to make a point. No pun intended.
No pun intended.
Make a point.
He was trying to kill him, so he was going for his brain.
So yes, there was a stabbing. After all these years, because you know Hassan has done crowd control for many conventions.
Yeah, but so I didn't work that one. So my record is still perfect.
it's
perfect.
It's you just have to imagine a very small area filled with tons of people who've been waiting for hours and sometimes days on end to see a panel.
Geeks.
And they don't clear out the room when the panel is over. So somebody was obviously sitting there in the beginning of the day holding a seat for somebody else, and it was an altercation. The guy stabbed him in the eye with a pen.
So he lost his seat and his
eye. That's
terrible.
These people really need lives.
Yes.
No, really.
Yes, Herman.
No, they don't.
You're right.
It's these people. The actors laugh at these people that go crazy for the almost cursed. You know. Yeah. What? Don't look at me.
I'm looking at you because. Wait a minute.
It's radio.
No, no.
TV.
This is this is not going to help Herman. What about the time? Like all these people go crazy for the actors. What about the time you missed your kid's birthday for Christopher Lee?
I was getting paid.
Oh, man. Nice save, Herman. Right.
Yes, that's
getting
exactly
paid
what
to be
happened,
a deadbeat dad. Well done.
So it's just.
That pays well.
Yeah, I was in the green room with Christopher Lee.
Now,
and Carol Ann Moreau.
You were paid
I'm good friends
to be
of Carol
in the green
Monroe.
Room?
What?
You were paid to be in the green room?
Security. A girl attacked Christopher Lee the night before. Some girl.
They stabbed him with a pen?
Oh, and they gave him the Sinertia.
No, it was me and another guy. And Tom Savini was protecting Christopher Lee, too. I swear to God.
Who was the Sinertia contingency?
No, I'm very good. Charlie Vouchers, I'm very good friends with Carolyn.
Yes, Tom Savini and Carolyn.
Sinertia.
Bring me Herman Sinertia.
No, it was Doug Murray that wrote the name.
There's only one man who can save me now.
Better than Superman. At least I'm not cleaning dishes in the hotel.
It's just a shame that finally after all these years somebody gets stabbed and now it's just going to go downhill from there because
right.
Just
right,
the
right.
One incident
is ridiculous.
Is
ridiculous.
Yeah, talking as a security guy, crowded room, no crowd control,
no ventilation, no crowd control. That you don't clear the room out before so everybody gets their fair shake. And that's what happens. And
this kid could be the most docile kid in the world, and he just reached his breaking point.
Plus, it was hot here. It was a heat wave here, so God knows how bad it was in San Diego.
I got sunburned inside the building in San Diego. That's how hot it was when I went there.
Yes. Da-da-boom. He'll be where we are.
No, I'm serious. I'm dead serious. I got sunburned indoors.
Let's make a guess that next year, security is going to be quite different at San Diego because they don't need the bad publicity.
No,
they really don't.
They do not.
Because that's the number one spot of all time.
Yes.
So you have this major, major press event going on and someone gets stabbed either during, before, or after. They're going to change the rules. Because he can't, if the fans keep getting, the fans will turn on SDCC on a dime. You know, all it takes is one or two.
They're
going to
keep the panel behind glass, behind, you know, like.
No, the panel's not in danger. It was the fans.
The fans are in danger.
Yeah, don't do it, the people.
that's why I call them fans, because they're fanatical.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with Herman's song afterwards, okay?
Nice song.
We'll be right back with Came From Radio.
Hi, this is Amory. You've heard my voice open and close the show. Now we want to hear your voice. If you have a business or product, you can record a commercial here. We offer 30 and 60 second spots. For more information, contact Mark at mfc_studios@hotmail.com. And now, here's some music. Wow, that was hot. Now, back to our show.
Disgusting.
And now, possibly 5 minutes for Herman.
I like how we don't even try to be professional anymore. That's the best part of this show.
That's gone.
Hi, this is Amory.
My voice changed.
That's a very good impression there, Armin.
Let me take the clothespins off. All right. What am I talking about? Conventions.
Mark, when did you lose control of the show, actually?
All right.
I think last week's show was far superior to this.
that was very sad what Mark was talking about with the pen stabbing into the eye.
Were you upset? Did you cry?
No. I didn't cry.
Sport some?
But conventions years ago...
Here we go. He got it.
Conventions years ago were more professionally done, handled, and the people were more docile. Now... I think the people today, the fans, are ADD. I'm sorry to say it, most of them have ADD, all right? Because for going crazy over some human being that's an actor that doesn't, you know, don't care about the fans, they just want the money. They don't care about the fans. William Shatner was right in Saturday Night Live skit. He was right. He made a point. And it's getting out of hand, the conventions. I think there shouldn't be no more conventions. If you want to get stuff over the internet or eBay. That's really, you don't need to, for the dealers' tables and the comic. And comic books are going to get phased out through the internet. You're going to read it electronically, comic books on the computer. They're starting to do it now. Everything's going to be the internet on a flat screen TV. But conventions, if they go through this again, people getting hurt, they're going to phase out conventions. Little by little, they are going to do it because the security guys can't be in multiple places at one time. And the kids wait, you know, they wait online like it's their last day on earth. They wait online for hours just to get a signature and pay $50. That's crazy. We never got charged for signatures, you know, at conventions like from the 1970s, the 80s. It was like a gratitude, like, all right, you want my order? Yeah, it's free. Just buy the photograph from the dealer and then I'll sign it. Now it's all about business, money, and greed. And that's what starts violence. You know, because who took my seat? Who did? It's all petty that gets into, like, you know, blown out of proportion. And they're going to phase out conventions. Anything with a lot of people.
So big venues, you're saying?
No, not big venues. I'm talking about these type of conventions for fans. I'm not talking about baseball games or football games, because that's really, that's like a lockdown. That's security, because they're worried about other things happening at the, you know what I mean?
Like Bad Day. What a great idea that was.
Yeah, let's give it that. But I'm just saying that I don't see why everybody has to write online. They should go through a mailing service that get autographs for the mail, then go to conventions and hear what the actors have to say. Why, Charles? Why are you shaking your head?
I'm saying people go there to meet the stars in person. It's a thrill for them to do that, to meet your this guy you were watching on TV or watching in the movies, and to have him sign an autograph for you right in front of you. It's not going to be the same thing. I mean, then, you know, getting an autograph from the internet.
Why are they charging $50 for an autograph now?
Because they can, and people will pay it.
No, because
Herman's kind of right about one thing that they certainly are doing, is that they underbook these rooms. You know, they did this with New York Comic Con the first year. They underbooked these rooms, smaller room, but they know they've already sold the tickets out. So they know that there's going to be overcapacity in these rooms. And then the press shows up. It's all a press junket. People take pictures. The show is a sweeping success. People are outside complaining that they couldn't get in. They paid their money, and it was so crowded they just couldn't get in. So that just means the whole thing is a raging success. And then all the big business and the movie studios decide that they're going to use these particular venues to start promoting these shows, their movies for the summer, you know, for the summer showcase.
It's like free advertisement.
And and the early fall showcase. And what happens, this is probably the same thing, we don't know because we weren't there, but it's probably the same situation that happened in San Diego, where you overbook a room, and people go and camp out because they can't get good seats, and they're allowed to stay there for 4 or 5 days at a time.
That's unsanitary, unsafe, people waiting online outside.
But they're
going
to let it happen because they know when Sam Jackson and the rest of the Avengers show up, there's, you know, the cameras are going to be there, and it's going to be a big deal, and
Charlie,
they're going to see the place go bananas.
And Charlie, these actors make so much money, they don't need the money.
Yeah, right. they're promoting the studio. That's what they're doing. The studio's giving their money to go promote the movie. They don't really,
Charlie,
you know,
I don't even think it's money anymore. I think when you go and you can say to your board of directors or whatever, your shareholders, that this particular venue was a blowout, and that I have pictures and photographs of people falling all over themselves to get to whatever commodity we're trying to sell. That's basically all it is. Now, I mean, of course, money is involved.
It's always
everything
money,
has
yeah.
to be perceived as a success. Everything has to be record breaking. It has to be chart topping and all that.
And all that publicity turns into money.
Well, yeah.
It
comes down to corporate greed.
Right.
Know?
But I think the venues itself, because they can get fined by the fire departments, should hire
the
security.
That's the convention.
They need to hire security.
Ultimately, yes, you're right. Ultimately, it's the convention's
right.
fault.
Right, and hopefully they learn from the pen in the eye trick, okay, that they need to hire. Because there is a place in Huntington, it's called the Book Review, and they have some top stars there, and it's a small place. But the way they have it set up, how you go in, and they have people all there to get these people who go a little crazy and put them either
out
or in line. And that is a well-oiled machine, and it's organized.
You need the crowd control.
You need the crowd control.
They don't want to
hire
people.
Exactly.
They don't want to hire people.
Well, the first thing I want to say was that David Prowse obviously needs some money to charge $50 for an autograph. We'll just get that out of the way.
You're right.
But they
never used to do it like that.
Well, because maybe he didn't know he could get the $50.
Over the years, when we were young and we were actually clamoring to get these autographs, like, things weren't the way they were before. I mean, you could get a ticket to a show for $20. Now it's like it's $30 for one day, or it's $40 for a day.
Yeah, but these people today that's in movies today, except Samuel Jackson, he made his mark, but all these other, like Ryan Reynolds rap, whatever his name is, right? you know, they're here today, gone tomorrow. Their movies won't hold up. When you guys become 50 years old, you're going to say, you know, Herman, you're right. I outgrew all this stuff. You know?
Are we still going to be talking to you when we're 50?
Yeah, maybe.
Wow, that's going to be cool.
You know?
Well,
it's ridiculous.
I'm there now.
And the second thing is that I've been to many conventions, and I have been to the San Diego convention, and for the most part, I've seen, you know, there are security presence there, but they don't have it in such a way with if something went down, they can control it right away. They have people at the exits, mm-hmm. you know, the police are at the exits, and maybe a couple at the front
yeah,
of the
area. Yeah, they always seem unprepared.
But the actual seating area is just, you just let them in, and it's hot,
hope for
it's
the best.
Crowded. And some of these costumes are elaborate and huge, and they take up a lot of space. And it's like stuffing as many people as you can, and yet they still keep on adding more and
that's
more
unsafe.
And more people. But the question is, if it's so unsafe, how come the fire marshals
what happened?
Shut it down
what happened in Germany?
San Diego?
Because if fire marshals are being paid, because it's
right?
because San Diego is a big draw for the town. It's a big tourist attraction,
right?
So no one's going to really mess with that because it's huge revenue.
But what happened in Germany? The techno convention, people got trampled on. A couple days ago.
It's going to take something, unfortunately.
It's got to always take something
big.
Like it. Is that people really
it
stupid?
Does, because every
they,
time
they don't
you,
want to prevent it?
Every time you try to step in and be preventative, you know, without the benefit of an actual incident having happened, everybody says you're overreacting.
No, I'm
everybody not calls you a Nazi and says that you're overreacting and you're trying too hard to keep order. You're trying to control everybody and stamp out everybody. I've done it. I've had it happen to me. I've had people spit in my face because of because I tried to control
them,
the
yeah.
line,
yeah.
and they
don't
you
cut
know,
the line.
Yeah, they drove from all the way from you know Pandora
so
to come to get Eliza
yeah.
Dushku's autograph. And I'm stopping it from happening. You know, I'm stomping on their rights. I'm stomping on their
you're right.
Their citizen. You know.
Yeah,
union
and
card.
And their mindset, because when they were driving from Pandora, this is all they thought about, meeting him, and all of a sudden you say, safety-wise, I'm sorry.
I can't let
no,
you in because you're going to kill...
I kill you!
Yeah, you're going to kill yourself and
the
people.
Tell the guys, room. Tell Tom, Hassan, and Mark.
No,
Dan, our listening audience.
And everybody else who's listening.
Right?
Don't, Charlie.
About when you worked in ABC and Mickey Mantle was there.
I worked for ABC and Mickey Mantle.
And he signed all. You remember the stories? You don't remember the stories?
I worked for ABC.
Right,
no, Mickey Mantle, when he was coming out.
And he didn't want to sign the autograph.
He didn't want to because, let me tell you something.
The kid in the real
chair. Story.
Go ahead.
Okay, that was it, folks. Thank you, Herman.
Tell it.
I was there. Mickey Mantle walked out and he didn't want to sign an autograph for the guy in the wheelchair.
No, the kid was in the wheelchair. He says to the kid,
no,
I got to catch a flight. Now, if I was that kid or the kid's father, I take the baseball that I wanted to get signed and beam it right out of his head.
Let me tell you something. Mickey Mantle wouldn't. He walked out. He was very rude. There was
right.
a paraplegic in a chair, and which I thought was the most despicable thing. You didn't have to sign anything there except for that
or
young
least
person.
Talk to him. At least have
yeah.
something nice to
say. And I know everybody out there loves Mickey Mantle, but this guy here is having seen the true Mickey Mantle. So I'm sorry.
True.
There you go.
True.
So, you know, you think about the celebrity and the crowd controls, and what is interesting, because being in California at that time, not this convention, but before, it's a very lax environment out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that nothing like this hasn't happened in New York, where people will drop, you know,
well,
they
yet.
Will...
We haven't had it yet.
Yeah, that's the key. That's the... He hit the nail on the head. Not yet, because when it does, people will be sued, and San Diego will lose money. The convention would, and you're not going to have them anymore. Exactly.
Right. And they deserve it because no one thinks this could possibly happen. Something bad can happen. It's all about as soon as this blows out and this is a huge blowout, it will be a huge success.
It's about
and,
money.
You know, the money will come rolling in. We'll be living on an easy street.
Well, I'm glad we're ending the show on a happy note.
Well,
yeah.
Like Planet Eight. Planet Eight ended on down. Old Planet Eight movies.
Was there somebody got stabbed in the eye? In
the last one ended on an up note.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah,
they were all happy. They were sitting around a campfire and they were telling stories and having s'mores.
That was Star Wars.
Yeah, we're having s'mores.
That was an up.
That was the end of it. I don't remember the s'mores. Maybe
yeah,
that was
Battle for the Planet of the Apes. That was
s'mores. Oh yeah,
s'mores.
Yeah. And the
really?
Caesar
yeah.
statue was crying.
Was it?
It was. It's Stigmata. All right, move on.
So we got a minute left. I know you don't like it, but the final thoughts, Armin?
Final thoughts?
Yes.
Let's stop making movies and release the old movies to the movie theaters and educate the kids.
Hassan? I don't have a final thought.
No, because Anakin needs... let's all give Anakin some money.
I'd just like to say to my friend Manny Campos, get well soon.
And I guess everybody listen, watch the Comedy Central roast of David Hasselhoff on August 15th. That's what I'm going to be doing. So if you miss any part of the show, you can go online. You can listen to us on podcast. You can go to Podcast Planet or iTunes. And if not, you can always catch us live right here every week on WGBB. We'll see you next time.
David Hasselhoff has no shoulders.
You have been listening to It Came From the Radio with Mark Torres. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests did not necessarily reflect the views of WGBB, the owners, or staff. And now we return you to your earthly scheduled broadcast.
Did not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.